Hallelujah. 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 Hey, hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. How are you today?
Hello, Ruth,
Hey, how
prophetess,
are
how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. How are you doing?
Great, happy to be on.
Good. Hey, praise God. Praise God. Well, welcome, everyone. Oh, my God. God is good. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Hey, how are you?
I am good, Joyce. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good
I'm
to
doing good.
see you.
Hey, good to see you too. Good to see you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, tonight we are going to be with the Holy Spirit for a while. I think about an hour. We're not going to stay long because, as we know, tonight is Sunday night. And people really have to go to work tomorrow, ones who have a job. And the ones who doesn't have a job and want to get a job, the fire of God is going to ignite and you will be getting a job. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Whatever you need tonight by the Spirit, see, I come prepared to hear from the Holy Spirit. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Nikita. So before we get Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I'm going to bow my head and I'm going to pray, but the Spirit of God is saying that we so need the fire of the Holy Spirit. We so need individuals who's going to hear from Him and just released out of your being through Him. And there's so many ism and schism that's going on right now. The Holy Spirit is really looking for a vessel. Hallelujah, that he can use and he could ignite. He could ignite because he's alive and he wants his people here on this earth where he could walk and move through them, that men will know that he's alive and he's not dead. So tonight, as we come, and as we bow before the Holy Spirit of the living God, I want you to open your spirit wide. And I want you to take it in. I want you to take it in. Don't look to me because I have nothing that you need. Look to Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, oh God. And Father, we ask you to deliver us from all sins. Wash us and cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. That way we can come boldly to the throne of grace and we can position help in the time of need. Wash us now and cleanse us now by your Spirit. And as we bow, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Tonight I'm here, but I'm not here. Tonight I'm in the heavens with the Spirit of the living God. Tonight I bow before Him and we release Him in the atmosphere. Yes, we do release Him in the atmosphere because when He comes through us, he's been released because he is a spirit. And he declared that you must worship him, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So tonight, we come truthfully, bowing down before you truthfully. that truth will come forward and be exposed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. I want to welcome you tonight. Thank you for being on the call tonight. Let the Spirit of God minister to you. If you come with a need tonight, don't look to your problems. Because when you look to your problems, I hear from the Spirit that you're elevating the problem. So don't look to the problem. Look to Him. Because He is your problem solver. You see, there's a lot of voices in this earth right now. And there's a lot of voices in the atmosphere right now. Don't you know the atmosphere, when it's not clean, it's going to produce pollution? Yes, it will. And it's the same thing. If you're not clean, your vessels are going to condemn your location. Hey, I didn't say that. This is coming directly from the throne room of grace. So where there is pollution, there is condemnation. So cleanse yourself. Cleanse yourself. Cleanse yourself. And listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Daddy, here we come. Daddy, we sit at the feet of the altar tonight. And Daddy, we want you to minister to us from the inside out. So, Father, you said the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit. And when I read Exodus 3, I see your Father, how you came and you ministered by the angel to Moses, and you call them in the burning bushes. And Moses hear the sound in the bushes. And Moses responded by looking. Tonight, Father, we want to respond to you by looking to you for all provision, Father. Give us now your insight that we might live in the land of the living. Father, 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 Father. Father, 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 we want to hear from you and you alone. Moses, Moses, take off your shoes because the place where you're standing is holy ground. Who are you? Moses say. And then you may hear a voice in the corner saying, I am the one that's speaking to you, Moses, from the fiery bush. You're going to need me to burn out every mark out of your life. You're going to need me when you go on the highways, on the byways, Moses. You're going to need me for exploit, Moses. You're going to need me for kingdom organization. You're going to need me for kingdom possession. You're going to need me for kingdom building. You're going to need me for kingdom finances. You're going to need me for kingdom love. You're going to need me for joy and peace and safety. You're going to need me, Moses. But I have to burn. I have to burn. I have to burn some of the muck out of you, Moses. You are going to need me, but the fire has to come and I have to burn some of those stuff out, Moses, for ministry. For ministry. For ministry. God, our Father, is setting up ministers tonight. Shara Mama. Sira Maka. Kora Mama Kita. Shara Mama Mama Kata. He's opening up your mind. He's opening up your mind. There's a lot of people online tonight that are having, oh my God, you're having problem with your mind. He's speaking to you, but you can't really grasp what he's saying because the mind is so confused. It's going all over the places. You can't even do your housework, your job, whatever he called you to, because the mind is all over. But tonight, he is going to change your mindset. I want you to put your hand just like this on your mind. Not over here, but right here. And I want you to believe God that he's opening up the eyesight right here. But it's going to go to your mindset. You got to understand, Holy Father, Holy Spirit of the living God, you got to minister to them right now. And they have to understand that this is coming through from the throne room of God. It is not coming from a man, because this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. It's coming from the heart. And it's coming up to the mind. The mind need to be touched. So put your hand on your mind in the name of Jesus. Release. I'm going to say it three times. Release. There you go. Release now. There you go. You're going to call back with a praise report. Not tonight. You're going to call back because I want you to go home. Once you get off the line, and I want you just to check your mindset. See how you're retaining, how you feeling when you start writing or when you start talking to someone. Just how you feel. Because a lot of people, you know, I find myself talking about the heart. Yes, the heart is going to control the mind. But don't you try to understand, or are you getting it, that the spirit and the flesh is at war with each other? Where do you think your mind is? Who do you think your mind are? What do you think your mind, what does it consist of? Your mind is your flesh. And if your heart, which is your spirit, and your mind is in confusion, there is a collapse. So let's reverse everything tonight and just say we're going to deal with the mind. There's a lot of people killing themselves because their mind is out of whack. There has to be a reason why the Holy Spirit is bringing it on this level. Your heart is right, but your mind is messed up. You are a spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind and your intellect, and you live in a physical body. So if your heart is even right and your mind is confused, you got chaos. So tonight, the war bakon shabbat, yes, tenokoshta. If you don't understand what I'm saying in the spirit, that means I'm building up myself. So don't get caught up in what I'm saying in the spirit. If you don't understand it, right? Get caught up in what the spirit is saying to you. Our mind, I'm going to say our, because that's what I just heard. Our mind is off track. Our mind is out of whack. Our mind have to come back together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. So Moses was in there with the burning bush. What is your burning bush tonight? What is your burning bush tonight? What is your burning bush tonight? What are you going through tonight? What kind of fire that you are in tonight that you want the Holy Spirit to come in and to ignite and to just cleanse it, tear it up, tear it apart, take it down, that you may be able to walk right through and get your breakthroughs, because your breakthrough is already there. Before the foundation of the earth, you have your breakthrough, but your mind have to be changed. Yes, some people are saved and they say, but you know what? The word of God say this and the word of God say that is not working for me. You know what? It is working. The manifestation is already there. I pray it's not going over your head. I pray it's not going over your head. The manifestation is already there. Wow. It is here. Wow. Wow. It's already there. Where it's there. Woo. So you might be looking for your there in the wrong where. Let me turn this off because this is getting to be a distraction here. 1 second, please. Woo! Wow, 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 wow. Here and there. So where is my there? Because it's already here. So you might be looking in the wrong place and it's already over there. So Holy Spirit, how are they going to get to there, because it's sitting there. Tell me to tell them how to get it there, because it's already sitting there. Oh, okay. Wow, okay. How, one of the things, oh, okay. All right. So one of the things that you're going to see that is already there and you're going to find it there is to condition yourself here. These are nuggets coming from the spirit. So if you condition yourself here, sitting right here, conditioning yourself, try to get this now. This is coming from the spirit. Sitting here at this particular ground place here, and you want to get it from there. Oh, yes, Holy Father. How do you think you're going to get there? You have to get up and walk to there to bring it back over here. Oh, you're getting that. You have to physically get up. And you have to physically walk to there. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to walk in the natural. It means you're going to change your mindset to get it over there. What's going to get you over there? The word of God. You're going to know that Christ is not dead. Whoa. You're going to know that he's extended in the heavens. Whoa. And you're going to know that he already gave you these conditions. You've already had these conditions. These conditions are already met when he went on the cross and he said, it is finished. That is how you're going to get it from here to over there and to bring it back from there to here. I need $1,000. I don't have $1,000. But I know my daddy is the one who give man the mindset to create the money on paper. Getting it? The money on paper. Somebody have that money that's been created on paper. This is the supernatural. Here I am sitting in my house, whining and crying and dying over my nose knot and my all kind of knot and all kind of stuff. And say, Lord, I need this. Lord, I can't. And somebody rang my doorbell and brought it to me here. I got up from my seat, go to my door, opened my door over there, and I got my money in my hand and I was able to come back and sit here. Scenario. Pick up the word of God. John 6:63 said, the words that I speak, they are not only just words, W-O-R-D, but these words are spiritual words. They have no body. They have no B-O-D-Y. What I mean, body, B-O-D-Y. They're not flesh and blood. When you speak it out of your mouth and it goes into the atmosphere, it is going to create, and the atmosphere starts shaking and start bubbling over and says, she's looking for $1,000. She's looking for $1,000, and the Spirit of God is going to bring it in. Now, you have to believe. It doesn't matter what time it's going to come. I'm not going to tell you not to pay your bills if you have the money. I didn't tell you that. I've seen a lot of chaos with that. That's not what faith is. How about you going to sit back and not going to pay? Oh, that's not faith. I'm not talking about that. This is on a different level. We are talking about the word spoken out of your mouth that's going to create in the atmosphere what you need over there to bring it here. I don't know if you're getting, but I got it. So that means I have to do my Proverbs 18:21 on a fire basis every day. My fire that, see, God is bringing these things to us in different levels. You got to get it. You got to understand your fire is a money problem. So that's going to be your fire. And that's what you want to ignite. You want that fire to be ignited. You want your money. You want your money. So you got to let the fire of the Holy Spirit go and attract that type of fire. What is your fire? Money. What is your fire? Healing. What is your fire? Deliverance. What are you doing? You're changing your mindset to create an atmosphere of your fire, what you need. You see, when we start out, the Holy Spirit is the one that's leading and guiding. And we are talking about the fire of the Holy Spirit. But he's giving it to us in a different format, in a different concept. Wow. Don't you see how important it is to listen by the Holy Spirit? Listen to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the only one who's going to... See, that's why these beautiful singers and this big time church, bang upon, bang down, it ain't working. Because we're not listening to the Spirit of God. Now, here I am, come with all my stuff, the fire of the Holy Spirit, but yet the Holy Spirit is giving me different insight. I'm always going to think about my over there, because that's where everything is, and I have to bring it back to here. My over there is my connection to here. My over there is my connection to here. And I want it here. Wow. My fire is what I need to create in the atmosphere of what I need. In my atmosphere, I need money. I need $1,000. I'm just trying for you to understand. Let's move on. You may need healing. What is your fire at that particular time? You need healing. Who's in your healing stream? The fire of the Holy Spirit. So that, you got to make the connection. That is your fire right there. Put them two together. You can't do nothing. You can't embrace anything because you have nothing. You're not equipped. Moses, take off your shoes. Moses, the place that you're standing, Moses, is holy ground. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, I need to be out of here, Lord. Lord God, you got to get me out. Yes, I know. But I know. I'm going to get you out, but you got to listen. You got to follow my instructions. Fire. Fire. All the time, we talk about Holy Ghost and fire. But he's giving us now to us in a different format, in a different concept. Wow. So what I need, I got to go to the fire. I got to get to the fire. I got to get to this fire. Because in this fire, my money is in this fire. Wow. In this fire, my healing is in this fire. Wow. In this fire, my deliverance is in this fire. In this fire, my anointing is going to come. In this fire. Anoint us, Lord, in this fire. Oh, this is so, so good. I hope somebody's taping this. Whoa, baptize me, Lord God, with the fire. I need to be baptized with the fire. I need to know about your fire because your fire is going to take me to different places. Baptize me, Father, in the fire. Wow. This is very interesting. Baptize me, Lord. Baptize me, Lord, in the fire of the Holy Spirit. Change my ways, oh Lord God. Open up my understanding, Lord. Give me understanding. Give me supernatural capabilities, Lord God Almighty, that I may know. that I may hear, that I may understand what you're saying to me, the church today, Lord. Baptize me with your fire. I never know that my finances is hooked up to your fire, the Holy Ghost. I never know my healing was hooked up to the fire, the Holy Ghost. I never know my deliverance is hooked up to the fire, the Holy Ghost. I never know this. Consuming fire. Come and consume me now. I need to get up from here to there to get back here in my sitting position. Oh, God. Anoint me over here that I can move to there. Oh God, let me know your word that when I read your word, I get to understand your words. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Open my eyesight, Lord God. 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 I want to know you, God. I want to see you, God.
So, June, you're going to go August, July, August.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Mute your phone. I'm about to mute everybody. If you can't mute your line, gotta mute your line. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise and worship. Father, I give you praise and worship. Father, I give you praise and worship. I give you praise and worship, oh God. Moses, take off your shoes. We're standing on holy grounds. We want to hear from you, Spirit of the living God. Release the fire of the Spirit of God upon your people. That they will know and hear to know how to take your natural fire and the fire of the Spirit. There is a distinction. There is a difference. And we are going to combine the both of them together tonight. And there's going to be a clash. And the Holy Spirit is going to take down all natural fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, 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 glory to God. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord God.
Touch God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Touch, Lord. Touch. Glory, 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 glory. Touch, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. B-I-M. Touch. I am the I am. Touch. I'm going to pray in the spirit for a minute. And if there is any interpretation, then I'll interpret. But if there's not, I'm building myself up. I am the Lord that hear thee. I am the Lord that come to heal thee. I am the I am, saith the Lord. Touch the hem of my garment now. Touch and be healed. Touch and be delivered. Touch. I hear the Lord saying, somebody's eye is getting dim. The eye getting dim. The right eye is getting like dim. And he said, put your hand over the, if that's you, put your hand over your right eye. Because he's saying that what he's going to do, and if it's both, put your hand on both eyes, okay? He's saying what he's going to do, he's going to heal that eye right now. There it goes right now. That is healing right now in the name of, just move your eyes around. Move your eyes around. Move it like this, just like this. Move your eyes. I'm closing my eyes, but I want you to open your eyes. And I want you to move your head from left to right. Just move your head from left to right. Okay, I'm going to do it. Move your head from left to right. That's two. Left to right. That's three. Left to right. Four. Left to right. Five. Left to right. Six. Yes. Left to right. Seven. You got a problem with your stomach. You got a problem with your stomach. Heavy period. Oh my God. Guys, if any guy on here, forget it. Just don't worry. This is a woman thing right here. Put your hand over your stomach. Fibroids or cysts or whatever they are. In the name of Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, I come now. Put your hand right over your navel. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call for supernatural healing. The fire of the natural come now with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and I call for burn, baby, burn. Burn it out, burn it out, burn it out, burn it out. Put it over there right now. Seven times we're going to say, burn it out. This is one. Kind of move your body. This is two. Move your body again. This is three. Move your body again. This is four. Move your body again. This is five. Now this is six, and now this is seven. They go to fire of the Holy Spirit. 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 I am that I am. Fill us, Lord God, with your fire. Fill us, Lord God, with your power. Holy Spirit of the living God. I learned something from you, Father. There is a natural fire, and there is a spiritual fire. So we come that the natural will communicate right now with the spiritual. No turning back. No turning back. Fire. Fire. Fire of the living God. Holy Spirit, now come through that fire and breathe. Oh my God. If you ever put your hand on your face, you will feel the fire of the Holy Spirit going right through your bodies right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Filled with fire, filled with power. Filled with fire, filled with power. Drink with the Spirit. You want to be drinking the Spirit and get drunk in the Spirit. Get drunk in the Spirit. Get drunk in the Spirit. Not with wine, but with the fire of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, my prayer life is going to change this night, because something new is in or on, it's either in or it's on the horizon. Fire. Fire. It is awesome. It is awesome. I see the fire burning. Excuse me. I see the fire burning. It is burning. It's burning. It's coming on your job. Oh, I see the fire in there's a job in Bloomfield. Oh, Lord. Why am I in? Oh, my God. I would call the word Cigna. Oh, Lord. My God. You know what? I'm binding the spirit of confusion right now on jobs, managerial problems, supervisor problems. I'm binding the spirit of dictatorship right now. I come against the spirit of confusion right now. Lying demon right now. Let your fire ignite. Let your fire ignite. And let the natural fire just get just like cool. Just cool off and have no burning and it can't do nothing. And then this is spiritual fire. It just come forth and just burn. And I just release that fire in Albany Avenue. And I see it going all the way up to Cigna and Cottage Grove Road. And I see it over Rocky Hill. Why am I in Hartford? What's going on in Bloomfield? What's going on in Brooklyn? Yeah, people all over on the line. Why is the fire so strong in these places? What is going on in these places, Holy Father? I lift them up before you tonight, Lord. And I ask you, Father God, to take care of that location. Wow. Wow. Somebody is drawing on my spirit, and I see it. I'm going to write it down. I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to write it down. drawing on my spirit. I'm writing it down, and I'm going to get in touch with that person. Two people. I'm going to touch two people. Okay. And that's Bloomfield. Okay. Okay. I'll get in touch with the person. I don't know if it's going to be tonight, but I'm going to have to get in touch with these people because I'm going to have to pray with them when I get off the line. I don't know if it's going to be tonight or tomorrow, but something is going on. And I'm going to be praying with those two. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So fill us with the power. Fill us with the fire. And somebody's saying, okay, why can't you call me over there in Springfield, Lord Jesus Almighty? Stop it. Get out of my business. Don't you know if you even think I'm going to, the Spirit of God don't let me know. Springfield, so, okay, that's a job situation. Okay, so. I am not going to do this. This is not. Okay, that's three. And no, four. Okay. Oh, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, Bushan did it. So we're going to drink the Spirit of God. We're going to drink it tonight. We're going to drink it tonight. And yes, you can do the same thing that I'm doing. You can do it. 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 The same thing that I'm doing. Everybody. Somebody is saying, oh, my God, I want to be like that. Look, no. Everybody in the body of Christ in the kingdom of God on this earth as kingdom disciples, as kingdom people, you can do the same. We're all of the kingdom of God, and we all come together as one in the spirit, and every single person have different gifts. We work together. Nobody is greater than the other person. We enhance each other. The foot needs the leg. The leg needs the waist or the body, you know, to make it move or function. The eye have to have the head or somewhere. The fingers got to have a hand. We all have to work together as one. No backbiting, no jealousy, no confusion. We do it together. Embracing each other. We are kingdom builders. So stop it. You don't want my gift and I don't want yours. Drink the Holy Spirit. What do I mean when I say drink the Holy Spirit? What do I mean when I say drink the Holy Spirit? I mean that you're just going to open your mouth and it's not speaking in tongues. No. It is just going to let the Spirit of God live and breathe through you. Let him breathe through you that you're going to be able to go forth and to do exploits for him. That's what you're going to do. You're going to let him work through you. You're going to let him use you. Because what he's doing, he's looking for a vessel that he can work through. And please, don't tell me that you have to be perfect. 100%. No. I am not 100%, but he's using me. I'm not 100%, but he's using me. You're not 100%, and he's going to use you. God is good all the time. You just need a body that he can work through. You just need a hand that he can use. And he needs a foot. Everything that you have that he could use to manifest his glory on the earth. So fire of the living God, fire of the living God, fire of the living God, come now and just touch your people. Just touch your people. Let them know that you're alive. Let them know that you're well. Let them know that you have everything provided provisionally in the fire for them. Not the natural fire, but the spiritual fire. When they're going to walk in and they don't get burned, they're just going to come in and they're going to receive from you in that fire, because you are in that fire. You're in their money situation. Oh, Lord God. You're in their money situation. You're in their job situation. Family connection situation. Baby situation. Husband situation. Lying tongue, lying lips, family, an organized family, lying, demonic spirit situation. The fire of God is in there to ignite. Are you understanding this? Are you getting the concept where there is a natural fire and there is a spiritual fire? And when they get in, when they get together, put it like this, layman's terms, when they get together or when they come together, one of them got to overwrite the other. Oh my God. Now let me tell you something. I would not want to have nothing but the Holy Ghost and fire. You better believe that, because once I have the Holy Ghost and fire, all them other natural fires that come along gonna be taken down. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they're gonna be taken down. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're gonna be taken down. So that means when I get up from here to go over there, I am coming back from over there with exploit. Yes, good stuff. Stuff that I need. Because everything was already provided in that fire over there. The Holy Spirit fire. That's the fire that I need. What other fire do you need? Do you need any other fire? No. I was looking at something today. And I was talking to my children about it. Where Hollywood, I was reading, I was looking at someone and they're into, I think it was mediums. They gotta go to mediums to sit down and talk to some evil spirit to get information when we got the Holy Spirit? What's wrong with you? We got power? What's wrong? What's as a minute? Okay, let me reverse this. What's wrong with us? The WORLD needs us. Needs us. We are needed. We are so needed. Once you understand that there's two types of fire, and we want to get to that fire over there to bring it back here, we will get an understanding that we know, and the devil knows, that we know, that he knows, that we know, that he can't override, he cannot override the Holy Ghost in fire. I hope you're getting that. There are two types of fire. There is a natural fire, and there is a spiritual fire. If you don't get anything tonight, remember that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we need our mind to be in control with the Holy Ghost and fire. Heavenly Father, you brought us here tonight to minister to us on a level that we, Father, if we don't get this level, as we pray about our mind, I'm asking you to open up our mind, open up our eyesight. Give us spiritual insight. We prayed for that. But Father, it is so important that we leave tonight knowing the difference between the natural fire and the spiritual fire. Leaving from X, Y, ending up over Z. We need that fire from that door. Coming back here with our $1,000 that we need. We need that fire. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit. We need that fire to come in and to just take us off. Consuming fire. Lord God, as I lift my hand, I feel, Lord Jesus. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Go now over the airwave and the byways and ignite your people now. Shukuma malamai. Shano no korabara yatarara. Father, Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Praying the Spirit. Anyone who knows how to pray in the Spirit, pray now in the Spirit. If you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, just give Him praise. Give Him praise. I see rivers of water coming down from the heavens like a well. Rivers of clean blue water. That water, which is blue right now, it is healing. And in that healing, everything that you need doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to go through some stuff sometimes. But you always remember today that healing flows. Healing flows from the heaven right now. All kind of problems. It is dissolved. No weapon that is formed. The Father said it's not formed by Him. It is formed by the enemy. And they will not prosper, saith the Lord. They will not prosper. This is your time. Time for healing. Time for salvation. Household salvation. This is your, do you hear me? This is your time. No matter what kind of problem you have in your family, husband and wife situation, this is your time for breakthroughs, financial breakthroughs, people believing God for homes and apartments. This is the time. I see somebody getting a house. Oh, my God. I remember one time, I ministered one time about somebody getting a house with no down payment, and I see it again. If that's you, take it, claims it. Oh, a no down payment. You're working on your credit. And God is going to open up door. Zero down payment. Zero. As a matter of fact, they're even going to give you the money for the down payment. You don't have to pay nothing. I see it. Somebody have a pain in their, is it a left ankle? Yeah. From the knee going down to the ankle? Yeah. Arthritis, rheumatism. Yes, I see it. Gone. Gone, like just like liquefied, just come out of your body. Gone. Wrist. If you have pain in your wrist, put your hand over your wrist and oh Lord, it's gone. Oh God, I'm putting my hand on my foot. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. It is gone. Yes. And that blood flow that I taught before, gone. You better believe that. You better take that in your spirit. Eyesight weak, take it in your spirit. Oh my God, you know, I drink garlic and ginger, and I see somebody here, a person with high blood pressure. I see it gone. But even though when it's gone, it's gonna try to come back. And you know what's gonna be your best friend? Garlic and ginger. Put it on your food. It's gonna be gone, but it's gonna try to come back. And you're gonna be like, oh, I thought I got healing. Why is it coming back? But you know what? You eat the wrong stuff. You continue eating the wrong stuff. Don't feel bad. Okay. Talking to the choir. Don't feel bad. I'm doing good, though. I'm doing good. Thank you, Jesus. So the garlic and ginger will be beneficial to you right now. After, like, start next week. Okay. Watch and see how it looks next week. Well, I'm going to get a lot of phone calls next week. Oh, yeah. I could see phone calls coming in. But I'm going to be on break. Oh, Lord, yes. Oh, Lord, yes, I see your son. I see your son, honey. I see your son. Oh, God, I see him. Praying for him, okay? Business opportunity. The door's going to be open. Yes. Business opportunity. I'm going to have to write that down because this person will call me. Business opportunities. Door's going to be open for your son. Hallelujah. Business opportunity. I guess we pray about this already, too. And you say, well, I didn't see it. You know what? Yeah, there were business opportunities. Your son got business opportunity, but he blew it. But this time, he's going to get a wake-up call. Angel's going to come visit him. Angel's going to come visit him. And he's going to know that this is from God, because Angel is going to come visit him. He's going to stop what he's doing. Nicotine is going to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Cancer fleeing from other people in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, your son doesn't have, I didn't say your son has cancer, so listen good. Other people who have cancer, it's going to go in the name of Jesus. Supernatural breakthrough when it comes to healing in the name of Jesus. Problem with your teeth in the name of Jesus. Bleeding in the gums in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing in Jesus' name. Dimness in the eye. Yeah. Over the eye. Yeah. I see people having problems. That is over the sight, right over here. Right over here, right over here, right over here. Pressure, pressure. Healing. Just put your hand over there and just healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe in God for a car. Oh, yes, that's my thing. I believe in God for a car. Yes, 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 yes. It'd be good to go visit those people on that kind of Friday. You know, when, you know, on a Friday, go over there on a Friday and walk in. You're going to say, oh, Friday's busy, but Friday's going to be your day. Any Friday you choose, just go on a Friday. Any Friday. I hear the word of God say Friday. In that house, Thursday is a good day to go check out that person with that house. Why the Father's giving dates? Because he's trying to be specific. He's trying to be specific. Dates on Thursdays for the house, on Friday for the car. And every day else for anything else. Father, we give you thanks and praise. Hey. I'm so glad y'all was able to make it tonight. I want to tell you something. Let me tell you something. Things are going to change around here. As I had spoken, I think it was in March when we had our... fasting, I think it was in March. And God is doing something. He's doing something. And I am going to be on live on the call here Mondays and Wednesdays, but I'm going to have to send out the date. It's going to be May. And he's going to have me to teach on prayer, or we're going to be praying, and he's also going to use me to minister about the prophetic. And these prophetic teachings are going to come from him. Even though I'm a woman that walk in the prophetic, he's going to use me to give you prophetic information and prophetic insight. It is going to be coming from the throne room of God. I mean, he's the one who's going to set it up. It is going to be awesome. Awesome. You're going to be able to use it in your ministry on a day-to-day level. You're going to be able to know God is going to use it because he's going to come to you in your bed. As a matter of fact, he had already started. Get your pencils and paper. I keep telling you guys, get pencil and paper and start writing. Pencil and paper and just start writing. When you get your vision, just start writing them down. Just start putting them down, looking them over, because he is sending the supernatural in your path, in your way. He's going to open your insight and your eyesight. You're going to be able to see in the spirit. You're going to be able to detect. You're going to be able to have insight. You're going to be able to travel from location to location. Let me tell you something. You're going to be able to sit in your house, on your job, and people are talking to you, and you're going to be able to look right through them and know what they're saying, what they're not saying, because the Spirit of God is what's going to do it. Why he's doing this is not for you to go out there and make profit. It's not for that. It's for you to go out there and to be able to use to minister to individual. So don't come talk about, oh my God, you're going to go out there and make money. Let me tell you something. You do that, you're going to be dropping dead. Okay? You're going to kick the bucket. Like they say in Jamaica, you're going to kick the bucket. Okay? Because God ain't got no time for that. What he's going to use that for is for you to go minister to individual. Okay? He did not give you that gift to go and prostitute it. It's for you to go and use it to minister to individual. You're going to be having the capability of transporting from location to location. That simply means you could be in America and in Jamaica. That simply means you could be in America and in Africa. Hey, that's what Jesus did. You're going to want to have to ride with Jesus. Nobody, as a matter of fact, people don't even understand you right now. They think you're crazy because you've seen some stuff and you're calling up everybody and telling them, and it's a curse to you. You know why? I see this person and I'm looking right in the eye. You know why it's a curse to you? The last name and with an IS. You know why it's a curse to you? You know who I'm talking about. I see you. I can see you. It ends with an IS. You know why it's a curse to you? Because God is taking you from location to location, and you're going around telling people about it, and because they do not understand it, they think you're a witch, correct? Shake your head. Isn't that right? Yeah, shake your head. As a matter of fact, let's say you can't even read and write. You get your license from paper. Who are they to come talk to you like that? Who are these uncircumcised Philistines? That is why you got to go open the shop for your ministry and do what God called you to do. And stop wanting to get validation from the people who can't validate you. Let me get out of your kitchen because you're one of them that's on my list to call. Oh, what's wrong with me and these people here tonight? But anyway, we're going to be transporting from location to location. That's what the Holy Ghost did. That's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what the Holy Ghost is doing. That's who we are. Because we are a spirit and we live in a body. Yes. So tonight, I thank you for being on the call. I thank you for coming in. And I want to say thank you tonight. And say shalom, peace, joy, and love. Make your day count. Let the Holy Spirit become your guide. Let your Holy Spirit become your teacher and your leader. Let your Holy Spirit give you supernatural insight because you do need it every single day. We're going to pray. And I'm not going to take any prayer requests or anything. I'm just going to exit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I do thank you tonight for your people. I thank you, Lord God, that you use me and you use them to minister to me. I thank you, Father, that we are one with you tonight. And Father, we thank you that how you break down about the fire of the Holy Spirit, the difference between the natural and the spiritual. And as I wave in the spirit tonight, come and pollute me. Come and pollute your people with your fire. Holy Spirit of the living God, you are welcome. I thank you, and may God bless you, and may his face shine upon you. Until we meet again, God bless you.